Most of these videos are just like really good. Like, I'm curious, like, how you guys like thought of them. So, do you ever like rank girls in lists on the podcast?
I, Patrick Doran, hereby request Josh Ovale for a collaboration with the Internet is Dead podcast. Please, 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 Josh, please be a guest on the podcast. We miss you.
Tell him that you're doing a voice today.
Yeah, don't you think it sounds good?
Like a podcast about lists about ranking girls.
Oh my God. Wait, are you seeing anyone? Is he married? Is he gay?
Where
Yo, how's your
I'm
day
good.
been?
I'm doing good. I didn't really do anything at all today.
Oh, cool. Were you walking in Maria Hernandez? Because remember when I saw you in Maria Hernandez?
No, I wasn't doing that today.
Oh,
I was
wow.
in Ridgewood.
Oh, cool.
I'm at home.
Oh, cool.
I'm
Did you
in
go
my
to Nomad
studio.
Cafe and then TVI and
No.
then Norma's and then
I went to Variety.
Myrtle Wink Wickoff?
Myrtle Wickoff, Myrtle Wickoff.
I've been here for a month, okay? I don't know what you want me to like
Oh, okay.
do. Yeah.
You're doing a lot for being here
I
for a
feel like I
month, I
know a
feel
lot of
like.
things for being here for a month.
I mean, you hit them all, you hit the nail on the head on
Hit
most of
it.
them. I've
Yeah.
been to all those places.
Yeah. Well, I know you were going to like TVI after the thing that we met at with
Oh,
Gavin. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I gotta put that in there. Yep.
Wait, what was the thing that you guys met at with Gavin?
Life World?
It
Oh,
was like
yeah.
a fundraiser show
Okay.
for
For
Sly
Shay.
Boots. Yeah, for Shay and Emmy.
Oh, it's all coming together now.
Yeah. We were doing voices before you got on the call. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I started a new voice, just
Okay,
like,
maybe Samira, you should go.
yeah. Okay, so it's kind of like, wait, so Gavin said you were on shrooms the night that we met, LMAO. How was your trip?
And then she was like,
I
the
was
jokes
like,
in this video were so good. I'm curious what the process looked like.
wait, how do you come up with like your lists? Like, how do you how'd you come up with the idea to make like a podcast about lists?
Have you ever done a podcast about lists about rating girls?
Our
That's a
friend,
voice.
we did like a prank call the other day, and our friend like prank called and like pretended to be Sydney Sweeney and did this like voice, and that's where the inspiration came from.
Okay. That's the Sydney Sweeney voice. Okay.
It's low key Sydney Sweeney.
That's
It's
Sydney
and she's telling
Sweeney.
you that you won the fuck a fan contest.
Whoa.
Hey, Auntie Anne Summer 2025 sweepstakes.
Congratulations, you're a lucky
Whoa.
winner.
It's sponsored by Auntie Anne's?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. What
It's
would it be? What
sponsored.
else would it be sponsored by? Wetzel's
I guess by
Pretzels?
the soap
What's
company.
so thanks for joining.
Yeah.
My friend actually told me about you guys a long, long time ago.
Oh
Back
yeah.
in Philly. That's how
Back
you
in Philadelphia.
Oh.
They love you there, just so you
Wow.
know.
They
Oh
do.
my God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know a bunch of Philly people. Like I know like Gavin and like Matthew and like Kieran
Oh,
and all them.
yes, we know all of them. They're
Yeah.
besties.
Yeah.
Our like old friends, like in our like original like college friend group. Like I feel like this was my original knowledge of like podcasts about lists was them bringing you guys up and saying it's the best fucking podcast in the world and saying also that Come Town was too and that also podcast about outside. Do you feel like you resonate with
Like
that?
Do I resonate with my show being the best in the world?
Well, resonate with it
grouped in
also
with like
group
the
in with
people,
those three
so yeah,
like.
I guess it makes sense. I don't really know podcasts but outside, but I mean like, Caleb works on the fucking Adam Friedland show, so I guess it makes sense.
Like that was like our like original like college friend group of like people that we met that were like the first people we met in
Who liked
college
internet
that
stuff?
who liked internet stuff and were like funny and knew things. And so them like telling us anything at that time, we were like 19 and we were just like, we'll believe and like we'll like do anything you guys say, and like anything you tell us to listen to we have to listen to because it's going to make us smarter. But then neither of us ended up listening to it after they told us.
Well, actually,
No
I
way,
did.
no way our show's gonna make you smarter at all.
Okay,
Or like the
actually,
internet sense of
oh,
like,
yeah, like, or
know.
like getting like humor cultured type thing,
Yeah,
meme
like being
cultured, I don't know.
funnier.
But I actually did watch back then, I watched the Jollibees video and I was like, oh, they seem really cool. And then I forgot about it for a long time and now it's, you know, kind of coming back up, you know.
God, that was like, oh my God, I haven't even thought of it. That's like 6 years ago almost, huh?
Yeah, that's
And also,
crazy.
I was like rewatching all of that stuff just to like get like just for research for this episode. And it was very interesting like watching that type of vlog content because I feel like that was like very much an era of YouTube. And it was just making me think about it and thinking about just like how like those videos felt so big, but really they were like just groups of friends doing things together, which is really sweet.
I don't think we just, oh God, what it was, I don't even remember the inception of that, honestly. I think I just, they were out in LA and that's where Jollibee was, and I really wanted to go.
Yeah, no, it was a
That
funny video though, and I feel like it aged well.
yeah, well,
Yeah.
that's all Nolan, that's all our friend who edited that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, the
Yeah.
editing was really good. It
Oh
was so
yeah, no,
good.
he
Yeah.
knocked that out of the park. I was like a big fan of his. God, what video did he make? He made this video, it was called Jeopardy, where it's like Jeopardy, but then it was all everything, it was just Alex Trebek saying Jeff over and over again. But like everything was like photoshopped
Okay.
in. And then I started watching his other videos from that, and then we just became friends through like Twitter.
Did he edit the like Fright at the Museum type thing?
No, that
Like,
was Pierce. That was Pierce Campion.
okay, because editing on that one too. Yeah, I
They're
miss
both
like
Pierce and
YouTube
Nolan.
content being like that, like so
Yeah.
much. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of talking about like maybe making more stuff like that. 'Cause it's like really like, I don't know, it's really like low effort. Like the only effort that you can put into that is the edit. So
Yeah.
it's just like, I don't know. We should probably start making more shit like that.
Yeah, I feel
Yeah.
like by like through the editing it like almost looks like it's scripted even though it's not, because everything feels like it's just made to seem very intentional and everything. But I am curious like if you want to give kind of a background of just like how the podcast formed and like how it's changed since, because I also just like watching that really felt like just like a different time for like
Yeah.
comedy and just like I think even like making vlogs, I think, has transitioned into like podcasts being the format for like that type of humor. And I know you guys all met at Emerson, and I'd
Yeah.
like to hear just like how you guys became friends, how you joined the podcast later, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like, God, when did I joined 'cause I was doing stand up in Boston and Caleb hosted this open mic at this like it was like a chain restaurant that we did like an open mic in the basement. And then I just kept showing up and then I don't know, we went to my buddy's lake house. And then after that I was just on the show. They were already doing it. They were like 30 episodes in.
Yeah.
And then it was just like I think they, you know what it was? It was this weird like I became the social media manager for the podcast. The joke was like, "Oh yeah, you are now the social media manager." And I was like, "Okay." So I just had the password and then eventually I just became like the third host. Like
You
I was
like
just
out-memed
I guess, yeah. I
them.
guess I out-memed them.
Was it weird
Weird.
joining like once it had already been started?
I mean, I'd guessed it like twice before. I think what I did, there's a we deleted all the early stuff because it was literally like I don't know. I don't know why we did
So
that.
you were in like going to Emerson
Yeah. I had
while like during
transferred
this
in.
trip, or okay.
Yeah, I transferred in maybe like I think I knew. So I met all of them through my friend Neil Linsky, who's like another comic. Neil and Caleb hosted the mic together, and then Neil and I were in like a bunch of classes together, so we just like ended up I was like, "Oh, you do stand up? Oh, cool. I've been looking to maybe try it." And now, yeah, like what is it, like 6, 7 years later or something?
So you were doing stand up before, like for a while before
No,
meeting them, or
I
no?
met them
Okay.
and then started doing it. I always wanted
Okay.
to do it.
Do you
And
feel like that, like you, like your guys's friendship is like what made you like would you have started comedy without that friendship, do you think?
I mean, yeah, in some capacity, like I like I was making just like short video stuff with like my friends from high school. And then like, I don't know. I think one of them moved away and then like, yeah, I just ended up like linking up with them. And I just feel like, I don't know. I would have done something. I probably yeah. wouldn't have done it as long as I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, been like, oh, I did a few open mics back in the day. I guess, no, the first time I ever really did it was, it was me, it was my friends Alex and Dylan from high school, and they hosted a show in Boston. And I did this, like, alien character that was, like, I was just helping them with, like, tech stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I was, like a green alien. I was just there. I don't remember. It was, like, he was an alien that liked to drink beer, and, like, he was, like, a party alien. And I had, like, the beer drinking hat with, like, 2 Four Locos on it.
Oh, my God.
I got fucked up that night. It was bad.
Wait, this was, like, on stage during, like, a...
It was a house show.
Okay.
Yeah.
A college house show type thing.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
that's so interesting because, like, I feel like for us, like, college house shows never really had anything to do with comedy. Like, yeah. It was always music for us because, like, we're both from Philly. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah. We had, like, it was the kind of the same thing. It was just, like, you know, it was just an excuse to hang out. It was never like, like, we did, like, maybe 2 house shows. We were just around people who did music and, like, house shows and shit. And then we were like, oh, why don't we just do that with stand-up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we would do backyard shows. We would just get shut down every time, though, because it would just end up being like...
yeah.
It's like someone standing in a backyard with a speaker and just talking really loud. And, like, that's all you can hear if you're, like, an upstairs neighbor. It's just like... like, there was one, and we would just get so drunk, be on stage, like, close to blacking out. I would, at least. I don't know about the rest of them. I'm not going to speak for everyone else. But, yeah, I would just get fucked up and then just say just dumb stuff. It wouldn't even be... I would try the bits later, like, going to, like, open mics.
Mm-hmm.
Never worked. It was all stuff I had to delete immediately after.
Wait, well, and this was in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this
was
in Boston.
Well, do you feel like, just, like, the humor that formed, especially, like, through the podcast, like, do you feel like that was kind of dependent on the friendship that you guys had? Because I feel like there's, like, such, like, a other mind that gets formed out of, like, a friend group humor. And yeah. I'm curious how much of that you feel like contributed to, like, then your comedy career and, like, how you learned how to do stand up on your own and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely hindered it. It absolutely got in the way. I would go up and do stuff that, like, I don't know. Sometimes I would pitch bits on the show. I still do this secretly. I very secretly be like, oh, what if there was a... And then I'm like, later, like, all right, that was good. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try that somewhere. And then I go and try it. Fucking bombs. So hard.
I feel like that's something I, like, have recently been thinking about because, like, moving here is, like, an interesting thing because it's just me and Samira out of, like, anyone in our, like, friend group. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been observing just, like, when our friends do visit, like, how easily I, like, snap back into that, like group a hive mind.
Yeah.
But, like, you tap back into that so easily. And it's interesting, like, being alone and think, like, I don't know. I feel like in the context of my friend group, I'm like, oh, I'm funny. And then I'm, like, interacting here and I'm like, wait, how do I, like, remember how to, like, tap into that part of myself without them? And it's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I totally feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we get together, like, when we go on the road or whatever, there's stuff that we think is so funny. And then we'll try it on stage, like, at the, like, we'll do, like, a live podcast. And then, like, when we went to Philly, we played Yuki Club.
Yeah.
And we had just looped around into thinking that Trump voice was, like, really funny again.
Okay, yeah.
And then, yeah, maybe, do you guys know Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think Miles was there. Did, like, Trump for, like, 15 minutes up top, and we just wouldn't stop. And it was just, like, the idea of, like, a really bad Trump impression was so funny to us.
Yeah. I don't know if Philly.
Yeah, I was, like, going to ask, like, if you feel like it's, like, different in, like, the cities, like, because I feel like Philly, like, I don't know if Philly's gonna get it.
yeah I mean, that's the thing, like, sometimes we'll, yeah, it's definitely different in different cities, like, different mm-hmm. I think we did. Oh my God. The last time we pushed, both times I went to Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually just
Now that
makes
I'm
sense
thinking
to me,
about
though.
it.
Like, I feel like Philly people are a little bit, I mean, besides the ones who showed us your podcast when we were younger, like, I feel like I could see them not really like fucking with it.
There were I think Philly and San Francisco. San Francisco is our biggest bomb. Did our sketch tour, and we did this, like, it was like six shows, and there's six of us on the sketch group, so it was like all six of us had to do stand up that the rest of us wrote. And we, like, you're reading them on stage for the first time. It was this character we did. It was called Bubba Buckle, and we wrote our friend Alex Forrest. We wrote his like 2 months before, and then we were like, should we like look through them? And it was like, no, we're good. It was like so funny when we wrote it. And then we sent him on stage, and he was just dying up there reading stuff that we
Do
wrote.
you remember what the jokes were? Yeah, I'm curious.
No, I'm just remembering. I'm remembering being in this room and laughing really hard. Or there was one, or it was like the one that I remember is like doing like a really bad, just stealing a joke from Monty Python, but then getting it wrong, which was just like him saying like, "And now for something completely funny."
And people
And
didn't
so
like
it was funnier to see it bomb. It's
it.
so much funnier to see.
I feel like I wonder that a lot with, yeah, just like how many jokes that like we make in our friend group that we think are so funny. And then like, I'm like, no one outside of us probably thinks that this is like funny at all. Like, even like the, like, I wonder that, like, when we were making prank calls last night, I was like, I feel like maybe people are just gonna think we're annoying.
Okay, no, but if you're calling someone and saying, "Hi, I'm Sydney Sweeney, you won the Annie Ann's Fuck a Fan contest," I don't get what's not. I don't really understand how
Yeah.
that wouldn't ever
I
translate.
should do that at a show and see what the reception
Yeah, you
is.
guys can
The
steal it if
Sydney
you want.
Sweeney one?
Yeah.
Maybe we like pretend to get a call, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like over the PA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and we could be like,
Yeah.
"Hi, hi,
There we go.
hi, 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 Annie, you won it. You
Oh
won."
shit, hold on. My fucking headphones are
This is a crazy
Him like
background.
walk like that was like scary to
I
me.
know.
Where in Ridgewood are
Okay, what?
you? Like,
Oh, I'm in my studio.
whoa.
I don't, that doesn't, to me, that just doesn't look okay. It's okay. Never mind.
Yeah,
It's
that's the
okay.
podcast set back there. That's our
Oh,
old
cool.
those are the old
Whoa.
flat. Yeah, sorry about that. My fucking
No, you're
I th Sydney
fine.
yanked your headphones out of your ears
Yeah.
because she wanted to have
Yeah.
sex with you
She
because you won Fuck
did.
a
Yeah.
Fan.
I
Yeah.
know I won. I have to go do that.
Yeah, you gotta go do that. I
Yeah.
think I was gonna ask about stand up because I am
Yeah.
super curious about like transitioning from being like a podcaster and doing stand up and live shows. Like, I'm curious how that like specific online humor translates into something.
I feel like the internet's made me worse at it at stand up.
Really
Oh yeah.
interesting.
Cuz I mean, I am going up there, and it's like like sometimes I'll put something out on like Twitter or something, and then it's like, oh, like people like this. And then it's like, yeah, but this is like a certain type of person. This is a person who's like online a lot. And then maybe there's like a lot of stuff that I think is like a really good idea, but then it won't translate to the stage at all. Like I'm like going, I do the fucking PowerPoint stuff. I got the whole multimedia thing. I'm up there with that. Every
Yeah.
time I get booked on a show, I feel like such a diva. Because it's like
Yeah.
I'm going there, I'm like, oh yeah, do you have a projector and like a wireless clicker and
Like a
wireless
laser
clicker?
pointer thing.
Yeah, one of those. Like I need one of those. And then I'm like, oh yeah, like, and by the way, I have like six videos in my slideshow, so can we
Okay.
run sound for that? And
Can
it's just
we
like I
run
feel
sound?
so bad. I've really tapped into the like multimedia stuff, because it's like I can make the jokes translate for the stage, but then it's like I get so jealous of the guys that just go up there and just talk. You
Yeah.
know, like all my friends that are like traditional stand-ups and are just like really good at like they just have like some bit, like some observational thing, and it's like, God, I like wish I could like write that. You know.
Yeah.
But I do like the I guess the niche I've carved out of like the fucking PowerPoint guy.
Who are the people that you like view as being like, "Oh, like I wish I could do that."
Oh, I mean, I guess, I mean, Norm Macdonald, obviously, he's like the
Classic.
number greatest
Yeah.
comic ever. Latchkey kid, like I would come home and then immediately put on Comedy Central. So I would just watch whatever they had, like the 2 hours of someone's half hour. Oh, do you know Wham City? It was like this like comedy group. They were like, there was this guy, Alan Resnick, and Ben O'Brien. I saw Ben O'Brien open for, or there's like four of them, I think. They used to do like a bunch of stuff on Adult Swim. They were insanely influential for me.
What he's
Andy
doing
Kaufman,
now.
too. Like a lot of like Twitter people, too. I guess like, I mean, I was like 15. I read like the drill tweets. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, the drill tweets are so good.
Yeah, I was obsessed with all that stuff. I was like big into Twitter when I was like a kid.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that because I'm curious, like, what internet stuff like led you to like the humor you have? Because I know you're also like big on Twitter.
I mean, I kind of wish I wasn't that into it, but like, you know, it's like a weird like, oh yeah, I kind of owe it to all this, you know. But then it's also like, oh, but it's like so lame.
I don't know. I think
so
that at this
lame to
point
be like that
it's a
Twitter.
Different thing, you know? Like it used to be really cool to be into Twitter.
True.
Yeah.
Well, to still be on it now is kind of like
I get it because it's like community. But what age did you get on Twitter, and like what like parts of Twitter were you on, and like were you
Oh,
on like any other like internet spots?
Yeah, when I was like 11, I was really into YouTube poops. And I like made friends through that. Like it was just like stupid edits. It was just like, oh yeah, what if we made SpongeBob say shit? I don't know. I think I made Twitter to just like talk to those people, and then like I don't remember how I got into all the fucking weird Twitter people. Probably Drill. It was probably Drill or that guy whose username was just at fart. I think when I was like 14 years old, I was like, oh, this guy, he got the fart username. That's cool.
That's cool. I wonder how we got that one.
Yeah.
Wait, also, and how old are you now?
Yeah.
I turned 28 on the 23rd.
Okay.
Okay.
So have you been on Twitter? Do you feel like for that whole duration of time?
Yeah.
Without like break or like without just like losing interest, really?
Well, yeah, because it's like I know so many people through. I mean, that's how I know Bernard.
Yeah.
Like, I think I know pretty much everyone I know now through there. And like, I mean, it's how I like, I have to like promote the show and stuff through there and like all this other stuff. So it is kind of, it's kind of a, I don't know. I have to use it. I have to use it for work, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I'm curious how you've seen it change, because I feel like it's obviously gotten, like, even
oh,
just what
it's
we were
terrible
saying,
now.
It's like not good now. But also everyone's still on it. So it's like, is it really like, I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if you like go out of your way to not find that stuff, like if you just like block every fucking every one of these like right wing guys, it's kind of easy.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I'll just see like all my friends' stuff. It's also, it's just so easy to just throw the fucking joke up there. And then if it bombs, it bombs.
Yeah.
Or if it does well, it's like, oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. So do you feel like you were very involved in like older Twitter culture, like, or like communities at all? Cause that's like where I also grew up, but it was, for me, it was like Stan stuff. It was like me being in like fandoms more than like, I feel like the community I'm in now, but like that, I feel like hasn't always existed.
I don't know. I think the thing that I like liked about it, it was like kind of just trolling on there when I was like a kid. When I was like younger, I was like, oh, this is like, because I just loved pranks. Like when I found out there was like guys on Twitter that like skated, there's like guys doing jokes about skateboarding.
I feel like the trolling thing is like a very specific thing too, that like all, because like I feel like everyone that we know that like grew up like trolling on the internet, like they all like ended up in the same place too, of like listening to the same podcast now and like consuming the same content now and like having the same sense of humor now, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I think it's really interesting how like so much of like early Twitter set the stage for what humor would become, and also like in the sense of trolling, but also just like the way that Stan accounts would like tweet about their faves and like that sort of thing. And like it set up this like interesting social media economy once more general public became online.
Yeah. It was weird. It was so hard to explain to somebody. Like, do you remember when, like, I think it was Southwest Airlines, like, tweeted, someone was like complaining about a flight and they just tweeted a photo of like a woman with a toy plane in her pussy?
Oh. I don't remember this happening, but yeah.
Oh my God. This was crazy. I think this was, I was at the lunch table in high school and I showed my friends because I was like, dude, you're not going to fucking believe this.
Yeah. Like, look when you this. Couldn't even like process that there were like, I feel like accounts like that didn't make jokes then too.
Yeah.
Like when they started doing that and they started getting like kids to run their social media accounts. I remember it was like also a thing to like get their follows as a kid. Like if you could get like Applebee's to follow you and stuff like that, it was just like you felt famous.
Oh yeah, you remember that? Yeah, you would get on Ellen. You remember that fucking kid Carter? He tweeted at Wendy's every day and was like, "Oh, I want free nuggets for life." And then Ellen was like, "Let's get him on. Give this kid free nuggets for life because he was annoying."
That
is crazy though, because so much comes from people being annoying.
Yeah,
kind of going off of that, like just like what was going on Twitter and like what was going on online in general. And podcast about list starting and kind of like playing off some of these words actually Bernard taught me. But like we were just talking about podcast about list and how it kind of played off like a dirtbag leftist like fad and how like the content referenced, this is the word he taught me, liberal lolcows. Didn't know that word until like the other day, actually.
I'm just picturing Bernard like saying
picture
all of
Bernard
this,
telling you
and
this.
That's why I'm laughing.
He says, by the way, it actually used to reference a lot of liberal locales.
Oh my God.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I guess we would talk about, what was that guy, Jeff Tiedrick? Do you remember
him? I feel like watching your old content, like I definitely saw that. Like, I feel like that time isn't really happening anymore. And like, do you feel like you guys consciously moved away from that? And
absolutely.
Do you feel like the comedic landscape has moved on from the dirtbag left era? Like, what do you think we're in now?
I don't know if it's like, I don't know if moved on, like, cause I mean like Chapo's still going, like they're still like doing, I mean, they still put stuff out like constantly. They're still doing good work. I don't know. Just the whole, that was what was Dirtbag Left was like something that like Vox came up with or something. No one wants that fucking label. It sounds so corny, but like, I don't know. I think all those people that were like associated with that, like Dirtbag Left stuff from back then, they're all doing this like the same stuff. Like I don't think it's really moved on. I think there's still like a lot of audience overlap and stuff.
So do you just think the like way like that comedy scene has been perceived has maybe changed instead? Also when
I think that's a good way of putting it. It's just like now it's taken a lot more serious and not seen as like a just like, oh, these Bernie bros. We were like just not that, we're not political. I guess we just were friends with like Felix and Will. And it's like, I don't think that we're like political at all. We would make fun of these people because it was funny to make fun of them.
I guess people like easily make that association of like whatever you're making fun of, like there is an underlying politics to it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which I mean, I guess there is.
Yeah.
Like, if I did make fun of somebody who was involved in politics, it's like, yeah, I probably do fucking dislike their politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I probably do think that they kind of suck and I don't want to give them a glowing endorsement.
Like kind of building off of that, of like, just like how you feel like the podcast has like evolved since you guys started watching it grow.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, we've shied away from being too Twitter referency for sure, because early on, I mean, Jesus Christ, I've like re-listened to old ones just to like see like because I think what we're doing now, I really love what we're doing now, and it's like so much funnier to listen to it now, or it's just like, oh yeah, we know, I can name 15 people that listen to the show, and like maybe like 15 more on Twitter, so we have 30 people listening. And I'm just trying to make, it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna just say like the things that feel like inside jokes to them.
Yeah,
I think that that's mostly what it felt like. And now I feel like we're trying to be a lot more broader like, you know, do like comedy like we always wanted.
That's funny, like the inside jokes thing, because I feel like that's something that like I so felt when my friend showed me that podcast like years ago. So
Yeah.
that like makes a lot of sense. But in terms of your audience, like I'm curious because so we mentioned like the friend who showed it to us, and I feel like a lot of the people who have talked about your podcast are specifically like this group of online men
Yeah.
and or like masks. And I think it's funny like associating like comedy podcasts like with certain groups of people who I know. And I'm curious if you feel like you have a grasp on like the type of people who are a part of your audience, and like if you can like psychoanalyze your
I
average
can so
listener.
interesting. That's
Or
a, I
like
mean, kind of, I mean, I'm, we have like a Discord that our friend from college, Audrey, she set up. And it's been very interesting seeing like the type of people that have come and gone through it. Like I remember in the early days, it was just like, oh, this is like funny. Like we're gonna play like we played this like browser first person shooter with them. It was called Crunker. It kind of it looked like Minecraft, but it was also like Call of Duty. And it was just like, you know, it was all people that I just got along with. And now I think it's all the same type of people, but like, I don't know. You're asking me to psychoanalyze them, though. I'm like,
Because to me, I'm like, oh yeah, of course you listen to podcasts about lists, like it's
yeah.
that sort of thing. But like that applies to like every comedy podcast or just any podcast really. Like there's such an association with like certain podcasts.
Yeah. I think, okay. I think based on the people that I've seen at the show, I think now I can tell when someone looks at me on the street and I'm like, oh yeah, I think you know who I am. Surprisingly, it's a good amount of women.
Interesting. Okay.
It's way more women than I thought.
That's good.
Okay. 'Cause I was in the same camp as you where I thought it was a lot of men.
Yeah.
But there's a lot like, you
Maybe
know.
because all the men told the women about
Yeah. Maybe that's
it.
it.
Or maybe the woman
Yeah.
found it on their own because women are
Yeah.
funny.
I Well,
hope
no,
girls
that's the
aren't allowed
case.
to find things on their own. Like they just
That's
have to be
true.
told about it by a man. Like
No,
it has
that's
to be explained to them.
they get dragged to the show,
That's
let her
true.
boyfriend and
Like, you feel like the people at your shows are like mainly like men or women or both?
I think it's a decent mix.
Okay.
I
That's
would
a
say
win in comedy.
it skews a little bit more male,
Yeah.
but I'm always surprised at the amount of girls that are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, all right, at least we're funny in not just the poop and fart way.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just girls that think poop and fart is funny.
Maybe girls are
Maybe.
changing.
Maybe girls are maybe
It's
2020 has changed
because
this whole damn world.
of COVID.
COVID made
Literally.
yeah, it's long COVID making everyone think poop and shit is funny.
It's because they
Yeah.
got that brain fog.
Yeah, the brain fog is really.
Yeah.
I'm seeing dollar signs. Our Patreon's going up now that everyone's got
Oh my
COVID brain.
God. Oh, that's awful.
No, I think that's really, really good.
Yeah, no, it's good for me. I mean, that's not entirely false. We did mostly blow up because of COVID.
Really?
Yeah, we, oh my God. Yeah,
No, but that makes sense. A
the
lot of
hand went with
things
it.
did.
Yeah,
Yeah, like
like
podcasts blew up a
just like
lot
being
during COVID.
confined into like a space and like needing something like that. Like I think it made people get so attached to things. Like it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I'm curious, like, because you guys have been doing the podcast for so long at this point, like how you feel like it's like changed you, or like if you feel like it's like fucked with your sense of self or identity.
I was a lot more, I don't know. I feel like I was a lot more insecure about like jokes landing or not back in the day.
Yeah.
Like you can definitely, I mean, we've all changed like a lot in the past couple of years. Like, I don't know, Cameron and Caleb are married now.
That's
Like that's,
crazy.
yeah, that's fucking insane. Yeah, I
Wait,
don't
how old are
know.
they also? Are they also
Yeah, we're, I mean,
like the
Caleb's
same?
28 and
Yeah.
then Cameron just turned 27. So it's like, yeah, like I've known these guys for so long. It's just like we've all just like been growing up together, which is nice. Like we're all like, you know, out of college now, like probably like maybe what is it like, yeah, like 4 or 5 years out. And it's like, oh yeah, we're still doing this, but it doesn't feel stale, which is great. Wait, what was the question again? Get like, I'm so fucking ADHD. That hasn't changed.
No, you're doing great. But I was just asking, like, if you feel like it's like how you feel like it's like changed you, or like if it's changed, like, because I feel like a big thing for like me especially, like when I say that it's like messed up with my sense of self, I feel like it's mainly just like messed up the way, or just not even messed up, but just like impacted the way that I communicate, I feel like, in real life, and just like the way that I like think about conversation and like ideas and stuff. And I'm curious if like you've seen that.
Not really. I think that it's like doing this for so long, like I'm just like, I feel like an old man now. I'm just like making small talk with strangers now. Like, I'm just like, I never would have in the past, like the first like year of doing it, I was just like really, I was a very like in public, very quiet and reserved person. But now I'm just kind of like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, I don't think I'd ever had a, you know, a conversation with a barista other than, oh, thank you. Can I just get a cold brew? Yeah, thanks. Yeah, now I just fucking yap.
That. Like, maybe boys need to make podcasts so that they can talk to baristas.
Yeah, it's true. People hate it when it's like, oh, we need to raise the price of podcasting equipment. But no, look at me now. I can talk to the lady at the grocery store now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like what will solve like.
Well, I'm saying let's raise our boys better, and we have them do podcasts when they grow up, so that they can talk about their feelings and they can bond with their friends. It's kind of like in the Nathan Fielder episode when he's like having people play a role for them to like feel like they have permission to do something. It's kind of like that, but boys with podcasts.
Yeah,
we can all do like a social experiment with
it'll
like,
change
boys
the it'll change
podcasts.
The whole world.
Yeah.
Boys will be really nice and they won't rape anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're like an incel and then you talk to a barista, then you're not. This is
that's
a woman.
The other thing. It's like you got to put the incels are going to do the podcast with the other incels. And it's just kind of.
Yeah. You have to like mix and
we'll
match.
We'll break them up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do like a personality test and it's like, okay, like who could like. You get this incel guy with this other guy.
We should adopt an incel, Brittany. And have
that's a
him,
good idea.
Like on the podcast.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you. I know.
What if what if we all bought one together?
Do they want to get bought though?
Yes. Like, okay, imagine
you can buy anything.
It's true.
You literally can. Well, I'm thinking like, okay, like we found, like someone
we
who's
tricked
up for
them
adoption.
With Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, you won the anti hits.
Do you think the internet's making people funnier or dumber?
I think it's both. I think everyone's getting dumber from the internet, but that's making everything funnier because it's like all the fucking like the like what's that? The fucking like why am I laughing at like the 24 karat gold labubu lady? There's just there's something just like so dumb about everything.
Yeah,
that it's just like, oh, this is the funniest thing in the world to me. Constant like, oh, like the barrage of just bullshit.
If we think we're gonna break out of it, and then like it'll like start being dumb again.
I was gonna say, what do you think about it being able to let us read books?
Oh, it's destroying that. I can't read.
What do you think about it making us good at empathy?
It's making that worse. That's 10 times worse.
What do you think it does to boys who talk to girls?
10 times worse. It's all kind of getting worse is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Can you rank us in order of how much you like us?
I'm too fragile for this, Brittany. She asks in every episode. And I say every time I'm too fragile for it.
Well, I've met you twice. I guess
yes,
I have
so
to.
I win!
Yeah. I guess you have to. Well, I also this is the first time I'm meeting you.
That's true.
But
do you think Samira's white?
No.
Bernard thought that.
Really?
Bernard's
No.
no, he just like said it. Like we like we're filming the podcast, and then he was like, "There's a lot of white people on this call."
Yeah, in a call with the three of us.
Yeah.
Like Gavin hadn't joined yet.
Yeah, it was just me, Brittany, and Bernard. Yeah, it
Samira's
was good.
what was the thing, the oh, you're never beating the white girl allegations.
Yeah, Brittany tweeted that.
But no one liked it, so I deleted it.
Oh. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
what's the worst thing you've ever done?
On the computer?
No.
No.
Just in general?
In life.
And to a woman too. Two
To a
separate, one
woman.
to a
Two
woman,
questions.
two
Oh my God.
questions. Wait, it's like two poems. Two
Yeah.
questions. Two questions. Two girls, one cup.
Two girls, one. I did two girls, one cup.
Oh. Not
That was me. I
a
directed that. Yeah.
fuck. What if we got
That's
that guy
yeah,
on
that
this
might actually have been the
podcast?
best thing you've ever done. Yeah, that changed a lot.
That
That changed the culture. Yeah.
did. Yeah. What was that? That was Brazilian. That was some Brazilian guy.
I don't even
I don't
know.
know. I've seen an internet history video about it. Wait, also, yeah, I was gonna ask like this genuine question about the lists because I think that like the finding the lists must be interesting of like navigating weird internet spaces. And I'm curious if you found anything crazy or like just what that is
Oh
like.
yeah, we found some
Yeah.
like yeah. Well, it's usually Cameron finds the best stuff. Just had like all these like things that he could just like put into Google that was like, oh yeah, I can find this exact weird thing that I want. Oh, the diaper forums.
Like
Those are, I
the
think he found those. Yeah, the
diaper.
ABDL like forums where they're like it's just
Okay.
people reviewing diapers to
But
each
how did he like
other. And
find it? Like,
yeah,
what did
what
he
is the
search?
process?
I just didn't ask.
Okay. He was just on
So
there.
yeah.
Yeah. He was just
Yeah, I find one.
lurking.
It's his last name.
Oh
Fetter One online.
my
Last online now.
God.
But the thing that I really enjoyed about the show when it like first started is like they were doing it at the Emerson like equipment distribution center. So that was like where you like signed out like a fucking camera or something. And no one went into the building that they were in. So it was just like them doing the show at work, and then they would stop the recording and then like go sign something out and then come back and then like
Aw,
just talk
wait,
about
that's
like
really sweet.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Aw.
I was one of again one of 15 listeners. I was like, these are my boys. I'm gonna listen to every episode. I just remember like Cameron finding all this stuff. It was I think maybe yeah, the both of them came up with that together. Because they would just sit there and just find like websites of like the top10s.com. That's just all like young people, like 16-year-old kids, seven, like definitely not 16-year-olds. They're all lying about their age. It's 11-year-olds. It's 11-year-olds online arguing about like which Loud House character is the best. And they're getting into like serious arguments about it. And it's just so like, it's so funny that like to see like a kid like talking about that stuff is always fun. Looking up something that's like top 10 worst things to ever happen, and then it's like a kid being like, yeah, the snowplow, what are we driving over your foot?
Were you ever on forums like as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
what were you on?
I was on this website that I found in the back of Sports Illustrated Kids. It was called sparktop.org, and it was for kids with ADHD and like Asperger's.
Oh my
And
God. Oh
it
my
was a whole,
God.
it's all
Oh
gone
my
now.
God. That sounds insane,
It was
actually.
incredible. I wish that this website was archived, but the whole thing was written in Macromedia Flash. So the archive of the website is gone. I've tried to find it
Damn.
because I wanted to find my old posts because
Yeah.
I was going to read them on the show. But it was like a whole website of children just showing each other CKY and Bam Margera videos, pretty much.
Oh my God. Wait, what
It
were you
was really
posting on
funny.
there?
I was like saying like, who else on here likes CKY? And they're like, if you like CKY, you should listen to Insane Clown Posse
My
or
God.
Slipknot. And it's like, yeah, I already listened to Slipknot, but I really can't get into ICP. So it's like a
That's
whole website of just shithead kids.
like, why did like specifically Asperger ADHD kids really like that? Like, it's interesting. that was the thing they gravitated towards.
I don't know. I get, like, I think the thing for me was it was like stuff that like the older kids that I knew liked. So it was like my like neighbor, my like 16-year-old neighbor liked it, and I wanted to, him to think I was cool. I had MySpace when I was 9.
Yeah. What was MySpace like back then for like a 9-year-old?
My mom followed me on there, so I wasn't allowed to do anything cool. She told me, she was like, you need to stop telling people that you're a 13-year-old kid. Like, stop, take 13 out of your bio. That's weird. And I was like, but I'm friends with Tom and he's going to see. And then he's going to delete my account. And she's like, well, you shouldn't be on there in the first place. I don't know why I like following like pro skaters on there. I think I was friends with this pro skater, Terry Kennedy. And I would like comment on his posts like, oh wow, that's like, it was a picture of him like about to drop in on a half pipe, which he's like, he looks like super scared in the photo, and I just remember commenting, been there, bro.
Oh my god. That's so funny. At like 9 years old.
Yeah, like, yeah,
this
been
makes
there,
a lot
bro.
Of sense for you, I feel like, because yeah. It like makes sense that you got so good at the internet then and like tweeting, like
yeah.
That you just like knew how to do it from like just watching.
Oh yeah, I was just
evolve.
On the computer all the time.
Wait, you never answered what the worst thing you ever have done to a woman is.
I said 2 girls, 1 cup.
Oh. Oh yeah, okay, sorry.
I said that was then, me.
Okay, the first part of the question, what's the worst thing you've ever done in general?
The worst thing I ever done in general, I can't even, I've blocked it out. I've blocked it out. No,
oh,
I
you don't
want to
say it on the internet?
It's not
scared
that I don't
to say
want
it
to
on
say
the
it on
internet?
The internet. I'm
scared
trying
to say
to,
it
like,
to 2 girls who you don't know on the internet?
2 girls, 1.
Not, no, no, no.
Two girls,
I'm
one
be,
internet.
I'm trying
two
to be
girls,
really
one internet.
Sincere
Two girls,
about
one
it.
Internet.
I want to actually say
think
it.
Think about it.
Can't.
2 girls, 1 internet.
That's the episode title.
Yeah.
You're just repeating it over
I
and
just,
over
I
again.
Feel like you did.
Until you get a reaction out of it.
I didn't get a reaction.
Yeah. So
wait,
you just
and
kept
now this
repeating
is
it.
Like the second worst thing you've done to a woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I've made you wait too long to know the worst
to
thing.
React.
The worst done. Thing, the worst thing I ever, okay, the worst thing off the top of my head that I can think of is I got a Build-A-Bear from my ex and I said, like, why'd you get me this?
Aww, that's so mean.
That's so mean.
It was so mean. I had no idea I was being mean, too.
How
I
old
was
were
like,
you? When was this?
I was like 19,
oh.
Which I should have known. But,
no, I
but
feel like
I,
a 19-year-old
like,
would say that crap.
Yeah, a 19-year-old boy would say that.
There's
he
wrong.
Would, and he did, and it was. I remember it getting brought up later, and not realizing how fucked up it was.
Did
this
she
like
hold
a,
that against you in every
oh,
fight?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a
yeah.
Valentine's Day gift, and I was like, I like everything else in this box, but this. Like, I got like candy and stuff.
That's like also I feel like a specific type of guy that's like very like annoying about the presents they get, and it's like very hard
oh
to get
that's
them
me
presents.
that's
Yeah,
me
that was
for
my ex,
sure.
so that's why I like know, because it's like he was like the worst to get presents for, and I knew
I'm
that
like
like
that a little bit.
I feel
I don't think there's that much wrong with being like, because it's like I'm gonna have to have this forever.
Yeah
it's like you're giving it to me and I love you, so I have to hold on to this forever, and
yeah
it's just like, oh, great. I get a fucking Build-A-Bear. I'm 19. I just moved out of my house.
Do you guys still talk?
Yeah, is she still mad about the Build-A-Bear thing?
No, we still don't. We don't talk.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you do to her?
I don't know. It was an asshole.
Isn't that sad that we just break up with people and don't talk to them anymore?
Yeah.
Think about New York.
Oh, my God. I love it here. So I'm from New Hampshire, so I literally.
When did you move here? Like after college or?
Yeah, I moved here in 2021 after the breakup. We were together for
oh,
5 years.
It was a
oh,
breakup
the same
move.
Ex.
Yeah.
The Build-A-Bear ex.
You dated
oh,
for
okay.
5 years?
Yeah, we dated
wow.
for 5 years. We broke up. And then I was like, well, it's time to change my whole life.
So, like, was the, or like, I guess, like, post-pandemic a little bit, but still kind of pandemic?
Yeah, everything had just, like, started opening up.
Okay.
And you had to show your vax card to get in everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I got vaccinated, and then it was like, party.
okay Do you feel like New York for you, like the experience of coming here was like, oh, okay, now I'm like hanging out with all my internet friends?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I moved here, everyone, like the prices were so good to like, because everyone had fled, like all the fucking rich people were like, oh, I'm moving upstate now. Mm-hmm. And then like I was paying $700 when I moved here, and I was like,
That's
This
insane.
yeah. Insane.
This is
Ugh.
so awesome. Like I lived next to Nene's Taqueria.
Wait, I'm
So
like
it's
near
like,
there.
oh yeah, well yeah, it's fucking awesome neighborhood. I miss it every day. The $700 rent. I live next to the taco place.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Lived down the street from Maria. I would skate in there every day. It was like I just moved out of my parents' house, so it was like, oh, this
Well,
is
that's
so much
crazy to go
better.
straight from your parents' house to New York. Like, what was
Yeah.
that like?
Well, I was living with my ex, and then I had to move back in.
Oh, when you guys broke up.
Yeah, so it was
Oh,
like,
so you had the same girlfriend since you were 19?
yeah.
You're
Well,
just
since,
putting
yeah.
that together.
Do you miss her? Oh
No, I mean,
my
I'm with
God.
my girlfriend now.
Oh,
My girlfriend's great. I
sorry.
live with her. I don't
Do
have
you
a
miss
reason to
your
miss her,
girlfriend
but
now?
I miss my girlfriend right now. I haven't seen her all day.
Yeah, cool. Okay, fine. We
Yeah.
settled it.
Yeah, I miss my
Love
new
is
girlfriend.
fucking demented.
Yeah.
You make a list about us.
Okay.
Can you make a list about love?
I mean, well, I don't make the lists.
I know.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
yeah.
I can try and find a really good list right now.
Okay.
You want to
Well,
see one of our
I kind of
rejected
wanted it
lists?
to be about us, but that's fine, I guess.
I can try and relate it back.
Okay, yeah, try to re
Yeah.
Woo, yeah,
Yeah.
relate the list to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I
All
like
right,
that.
so let me go into our what is this? This is a website called Notion.
Oh, we
We
know about Notion. Yeah.
okay.
You guys like
Yeah.
Notion?
I haven't opened the Notion in a long time. I'm gonna level with you.
Can we have the Notion
Here, here's
password?
the yeah,
Yeah.
I'll post the Notion password
Cool.
right here.
Perfect.
Here's
Cool.
you know what? Here's a list about you guys. World's most incredible and biggest things in the world. The
Is that a
biggest
fat
podcast
joke?
ever.
I feel like
No.
it's fat.
I was
I feel
trying
like
to
that's
say
a
the
fat
biggest
joke. That's like
podcast.
the third
No.
offense of to women on the podcast so
My
far.
bad. My
Yeah.
bad.
What are you gonna
World's
say next
largest
that we can't fit
TV.
into Brandy Melville? Try it. No, try saying
Right, hold on. Let me
it.
find a new list then. Oh, are either of you Haitian?
No.
Oh. Well,
Do
then.
you know Samira's race?
No. What are you?
I'm Haitian.
Haitian? Okay. Well, here's the top 10 reasons why you can't be a terrorist.
Oh, okay, wait, yeah, do this one for us.
The
I like this one.
top 10 reasons there are no Haitian terrorists. Number one, 6 a.m. is too damn early for us to be up.
Oh my
Number two, we're always late. We would have missed all four flights. Number three, the good-looking people on the plane distract us. Number four, we
Oh.
are loud. We talk loudly and attract too much attention to ourselves. Number five, with food and drinks on the plane, we would forget why we were there and lose track of the mission. This is all also on. I wish I could. Maybe I can share my screen.
Yeah, share your
I feel
screen,
like
girl.
yeah.
Yeah,
I
I
feel like
think I
you
have to
guys
make
would.
you.
This is it's like an old. It looks like an old GeoCities website.
Oh, this looks good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Since we talk with our hands, we would have to put our weapons down.
Wait, this is. Okay.
We
I'm
would
like really
all want to
distracted by
fight.
the website at this point.
I feel like this
Yeah.
could be about us.
Yeah. You would want
Ex
to, if you were a terrorist, the both of you would argue over who would fly the plane.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
I feel like I would just be like, I don't give a fuck about flying this plane.
Yeah, I don't even care about our terrorist mission at all. I
I
don't even fuck it.
Yeah, dude,
Whatever.
that's so Samira pilled. If she were,
Yeah.
if Samira were a terrorist, that's so Samira pilled.
Yeah,
We
well,
can't
you
keep a
could, yeah.
secret, and we would have told everyone a week before doing it.
True.
So true.
True, that's us because we tell our secret on our fucking damn podcast.
Yeah, we tell a lot of secrets.
Do you put the Haitian flag on your windshield? No.
Okay. I feel like you guys need like more criticism about your lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Do you have any
we've
more?
kind
Can we see
of
the Notion page?
maybe. Hold on.
Also, wait, the fact that you guys had a Discord also is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
Is
is
it still
that?
active?
Because
Oh,
I
it's
think
super
that
active.
I was gonna say
when people
they
have
did
like
a whole bracket of which episodes were the best. Oh, they're doing now. They're still doing it. They're addicted to the damn brackets. They're ranking the best premium episodes now.
Oh, nice.
I think the winner was, yeah, it was called Scrat Gets Got His Nut, a panel discussion with Pierce Campion. That's
Okay.
the official. So here's the list of our best episodes according to the Discord. Scrat
Okay.
Got His Nut, the 300th episode, our 12-hour episode, the BLAC story, Would You Wake a Pervert from a Nightmare, podcast about List Idol, We Are Listening to You, that's our focus group one, The Story of Dark Christmas, 5 Weeks of Planets Mars, Pal Idol 2, and the Anything Goes open mic.
Okay.
Those are our top 10.
So the ones that I can tell you, I wrote down the ones my friend were said the best. Do you want
okay.
to hear?
I'm interested. Wait, who's your friend?
My friend's name is Marley. They're from Philadelphia.
From Philly.
Okay, hello, Marley.
Yep. Okay, New Year's Mix Off, Pal Idol 2.
The Mix Off was number one?
Well, these aren't in order.
Okay.
These are
okay.
just like the best.
These are just the best ones that they were like, watch these ones. Fate Off, 5 Weeks of Planet Mars, Right at the Museum, Patrick Goes to Jollibee's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you
Mars,
feel like
Mars
that's
one
true?
Is fun. I think those are all great.
That's my version of reality.
The mix off is the best one we've done in a while, I think.
Okay.
That's my favorite one.
I didn't
we've
actually
done.
Watch that one. I'll get around and watch that one after
that
this.
That one happened because Cameron said trail mix. And he said, what if we do an episode about trail mix? We've kind of shied away from lists because I feel like we've kind
of like you
run
found
out.
All of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like we found
yeah.
all the good ones.
We can make you one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
we'll
sure.
Think
we'll
about it
one.
And send one over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
sure.
in like the mail.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Or are you both in Ridgewood or no?
I'm in Bushwick.
No. Oh, okay.
I'm in Leftert's Garden by Prospect Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the reason I was going to say the Discord is interesting to me is because when I was younger, I used to be on Weston Corey's Discord for his fans. And like,
I played
really,
Minecraft with him once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and him used to play Minecraft together all the time. And like, I like was borderline fan. Like I didn't have a fan account or anything, but like, I got in there and then it was like this whole social hierarchy where like, there were like the stans who became friends with him. And there were like fans who like hate the stans who were like friends with him. And like, it was just like a whole thing. And like, I am curious about how like being the like, thing behind that is like but I feel like your fans are probably not like that.
No, they're not like that.
And I think that like also competing. Was like there were a lot of 13-year-olds and stuff like that at the time. How old were we? Were in like high school. And not everyone in there was really a stan, but like there were some stans in there.
Was it a lot of girls or was it a lot of guys or both?
It was mainly girls. And like if you were a guy in that Discord server, it was like this, you were friends with him.
yeah That's kind of how it was, like, back, like, for stans. Like, if you were, like, a stan of anything and you
were
a guy.
Or if you were a gay man. If you were a gay man on Twitter. Oh, my
won.
God.
Yeah. Is that how Low Anthony got big?
Dude, that is actually so weird because this is exactly what we were talking about, like, literally a day ago.
Yeah.
He was a gay man who everyone was obsessed with because I was reading my Low Anthony fanfiction.
To Bernard
and
Gavin.
Yes, that was the episode we filmed with them.
Wait, you had Low Anthony fanfiction?
Yeah,
because I used to have a stan account for Low Anthony.
Oh my God.
Your lists, I was going to say this, but I was like, it's irrelevant, like too much to explain. Mm-hmm. Like your lists remind me of like the boy version of like what I wrote in fan fiction. You know what I mean? Like it feels like similar energy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's so weird that you just said that, though, because we haven't uncovered that. Like, literally, we did this 2 days ago.
I have a Low Anthony Connect.
Or yesterday. You have a Low Anthony Connect?
He's from, crazy excited.
Yeah.
He's from, like, you
That's,
probably,
like, the most excited we've been ever, any episode ever.
Wait, where is he? You probably, if you wrote fan fiction about him,
He's from
what part?
Boston.
Yeah, what? Well,
Oh.
what part of Mass is he from
I
again?
don't
Because he
know.
used to come to the movie theater in my hometown.
Oh my God. Wait, he went to conversion camp.
Yeah.
I like,
Oh.
can't even
Yeah.
speak. I'm
Yeah.
too
Yeah.
excited.
I think my ex's like best friend was like a friend of his.
Oh my God.
And
The
she like,
Build-A-Bear X.
yeah, the Build-A-Bear ex. And she like, yeah, I think she was talking to her about it once and was just like, yeah, it's kind of weird that like, you know, he's just like found God or whatever. Didn't he join the
Yeah.
army?
He joined the
Yeah. I
army.
Yeah.
think, yeah. Oh my
Yeah. I
God.
remember my ex telling me about this, being
Yeah.
like, oh, dude, that. Oh, I remember
Imagine.
this one kid went up to him and tried to film a Vine with him at the movies. Like that was my only frame of reference for him.
Wait, with Low Anthony?
Yeah, this kid that I knew went up to Lo Anthony and was like, Lo Anthony, if this movie's scary, I'm gonna nut. And that was the whole
Oh
video.
my God.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like someone did something else like that to Low Anthony before and it went really viral. Like, it was like
Yeah.
he was really important to
He was
Twitter.
huge. He was
He was
huge back in the
huge.
day.
Well, he was mean to his
Yeah.
fans.
That
Like,
was what he
he
was known. He
unfollowed
was
me like three
sassy.
times.
He unfollowed
Yeah.
you three
And I
times?
had a fan account for him. And he unfollowed
Wow.
me like three times.
He was
Because
the most
like he
annoying
didn't like that I
bitch.
like spammed on his timeline. I'd be like spamming like Lana Del
Yeah.
Rey to follow me back or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type
Damn.
of thing.
Imagine if we had him on and we saved him.
I know, that's what
Yeah.
I want.
I don't know if that's happening. I feel like he's too far gone now.
Well, okay, I don't want to even save him at all.
Oh,
I like
okay.
actually just want to have him on, and I like really, really like just want to hear about it so
Yeah. But
badly. I don't think he'll talk about it unless he's saved.
Yeah.
Well, no,
That's
I feel like
true.
he would talk about it
Yeah.
if we act like we're
Christian and
pro conversion camp.
Oh, anti-gay, pro
And
conversion camp. Yeah.
I'm Jewish, so we can resonate about camps together.
Oh my God.
Okay. So yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you like
Okay.
have him on, I guess if you guys pretend, I think the meta here is you guys pretend it's like a like,
Can you
oh yeah,
get him?
we're no, I don't know.
Please.
We're the
Can you get him?
we are downtown Catholics. We're
Yeah.
Dime Square Catholic people. And
Yes. Yeah.
we just love your like story of finding God the same way that we found God. And
Yeah.
then that's
I'm
like the
actually
whole
gonna
thing.
voice
Then you
text what
trip.
you just said into an email
Yeah.
and I'm gonna
Do
try it
you think that I
that
can pass as
way.
Catholic? Maybe. I think you both could try.
Okay.
I feel like
Right?
people
Get
like.
really shameful right now, and then
Well,
you'll be
I feel like
perfect
we've had
Catholic.
enough people on that like it could be like enough Dime Square people that
We,
like.
but I think we from now on, we just have to like on Instagram, like our entire social media presence, we have to like rebrand and like commit to it
Oh
and
my
like.
God, that would actually
Yeah.
be really
That would
like
be really, if we
smart.
did that for like a whole like year, like if we were just like super Catholic
And we
online for
like
a
blow up
year.
for it. Just to get
Yeah.
Yes. And then
Like
we get
some
him
people
on,
would
and then
do
it's
this
like
for
the
attention.
reveal.
Some people would do this for fucking attention and to be useless. But no, we were actually doing it for a reason that's helpful for
Yeah, to get
everyone.
Lo Anthony, to talk to
Yeah, I
Lo
think
and
that'd
do
be
Lo
really,
Anthony's first
that's like something
interview
Josh
in
Ovalle would
years.
do.
Who's
Dude.
this jo he was the fucking Vine kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know that we do a thing on our episodes to get him?
No.
Oh.
We do a thing on our episodes to get him.
Yeah, at the
Oh, I didn't
end,
know that.
you'll figure it out
Yeah,
at the yeah, we
okay.
tell you to do it. So,
Okay.
yeah. We'll tell you to do it.
Lo
What if I
Anthony.
fall in love with someone who's really Catholic?
It could happen.
But then I have to reveal to him that I'm not actually Catholic, and then it's
Well, I
like
feel like
really
Catholics date
sad.
outside of the,
No, but he like
like.
wants to marry a Catholic girl. Then I have to reveal to him that I'm not Catholic, and it was all for Low
And
Anthony.
who is this gonna be?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I'm just like spitballing here. I feel like this could
like I'm
happen.
trying. Like I feel like this is a real person. Who would it be? Like role model or something, or like the
Oh my God,
dare?
yes. I broke up role model and Emma Chamberlain. Fun fact.
No, she didn't.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know who they really are.
Well, just she doesn't. She doesn't
I
either. Yes, I
don't
do. She
really
just
know
likes
who
to.
the okay. Who's role model? I think I have a through osmosis of just like knowing women. I know who
She.
Emma Chamberlain is. She's like a YouTuber.
You don't know her?
You
Come
don't know Emma
on.
Chamberlain.
She's America's sweetheart, and you don't know her? She's
I
an
know
it
her of
girl.
okay. I guess that doesn't really narrow anything down.
She's like started on YouTube, but now she's like huge. Just like I feel like
Okay.
she's like kind of just like a
Yeah, she's
bigger
just like
like
in YouTube
celebrity now.
ads.
But she
She only
hosted like
does
the
that.
Met Gala.
Oh yeah, she did
Oh, right.
the
Like
Met
she's like
Gala.
big. She's like a big person now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's America's sweetheart. I liked that.
Okay.
That
You
was
don't know
sweet.
about America's Sweetheart.
I guess I don't. I thought everyone was calling Addison Rae that now.
Yeah, she's like low-key the new
Yeah.
Emma.
Okay, so she's the
No.
new Emma.
But don't, we're
Okay.
not pitting women against
Okay.
each other.
All right. All right.
Okay.
I understand it now.
But she's not, because Emma never sang. Emma did like popularize the Strokes, I think. And no one will believe that.
I
No
think
one.
they were
No.
popularized back in the
Nope.
day.
Nope. For like what has
Maybe.
happened, for what has happened, okay? Like,
What a
hear me
bad
out.
band for it to happen to, also. They have one good song and it's Boombox with the Lonely Island. That's what I'm saying
I
right
have
now.
two friends with Strokes tattoos, I
Oh,
think.
that's awful.
Wait, was
Jesus.
Austin's a stroke tattoo?
No,
No.
Austin
Oh,
does not
never
have a
mind. That
Strokes
was about Myth
tattoo.
of Sisyphus. Never mind.
Yeah,
Same
my ex
difference,
has a
though.
Sisyphus tattoo.
Same
Oh, yeah.
difference.
Is it the rock? Is it just a picture of a rock?
No, it's like the guy pushing the rock up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would you get that tattooed?
I don't know. I'm gonna see him in a week. I'll ask him.
Yeah. Hey,
Yeah. It's
Patrick
X
Doran
City.
from Podcast About List wants to know why you got the Myth of Sisyphus tattooed.
He might also be. I feel like he's part of that
I feel
group
like
of
he
men
knows
that
about
watch
you.
you
Yeah.
guys. Yeah. We'll
Oh,
tell
then,
him.
hey,
I feel
buddy, I'm
like
sorry.
I
Yeah.
feel like Cash Depp, my other ex probably does. I feel like that's
Okay.
the kind of guy I attract.
We're playing the X
Are
game
you
right
ha yeah,
now.
you having me on to get all your exes back at once?
Yeah. My exes don't know who you are.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe your next ex will, Brittany.
True. I feel like if I'm dating in New York, like
Yeah.
maybe you can introduce me to my next boyfriend.
Maybe. Or you find someone independently who's my biggest enemy, and that would be cool.
Okay.
I don't
Who's
really
your
know who
biggest
my,
enemy?
I don't know,
Yeah,
someone
who
who
would
has a
that be?
one-sided beef with me, maybe.
Emma Chamberlain?
Maybe Emma Chamberlain
After
now.
this
You don't have
episode?
beef with
Yeah.
anyone?
I don't think I do. I'm
Hmm.
sure there's some people out there that don't really like what I do.
You and
This guy's
Ivy Wolf
annoying.
should have beef.
Me and Ivy? My
Yeah.
good friend Ivy?
Yeah.
I should
I
just
feel like you
start
guys
the
would be good at it
Yeah.
Yeah, you would
together.
be good at it.
Like, she'd post on her story a bunch.
I would do
And.
one thing. One
Yeah.
thing about it. Feel
You
bad about it
would
immediately and be like, guys, sorry,
think.
I'm actually joking. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I can't even do fake beef. I get too like it's like, oh, now people are gonna like pick apart something I said. Like I barely know what's coming out of my mouth right now.
Yeah, I get
I
that.
get that.
Yeah. Thank God you've gotten past the woke culture.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Thank God you made it
true.
out of woke culture.
Yeah.
It was hurting me.
Yeah. Okay. So cool. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was fun.
This was so fun.
Yeah.
Maybe as a final question, let's see.
Yeah, I was trying to see if there was anything else I wanted to ask.
Okay, let's circle back to that voice. How have you seen the podcast landscape change since you first started?
This is Sydney Sweeney asking me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hello, Sydney. Deep in my voice.
Yeah.
I think there's too many of them, for sure.
What do you notice works and doesn't work?
What doesn't work is putting for the first 50 episodes a soundbite taken out of context that says you're listening to Israel's number one podcast.
That's good.
I feel like that would work. That should
Actually,
work.
yeah, that's good.
I think I saw somebody complaining about that. It was like, I
Yeah.
don't want to listen to something that says we're Israel's number one podcast. And
Fair.
the joke was that like I think Caleb was out with his wife like when we first started recording, and they saw like a podcast recording outside and they're like, oh, what is that? And someone went, buddy, it's Israel's number one podcast. And then I had a voice modulator on because I don't know why. I think I just downloaded it and then I said it into the thing. And we thought it was the funniest thing ever.
I really like it.
I like
But
it. I think it's funny.
now we're associated with them. And I like to
Fuck.
remain apolitical. We're a very apolitical show.
Yeah, that's kind of what you guys are known for.
Yeah.
You guys should vlog. You should
Yeah.
take a
To
trip
Israel.
there
We should
and
do more like Ghost of Jollibee type stuff.
yeah, but you should vlog, but it's Israel in
Go
Israel.
goes to Israel.
In
Patrick goes to Israel.
Israel.
That's not too far off from the sequel they kept pitching.
Oh, what was the
Okay, what was
sequel?
it?
They were gonna, it was, yeah, literally, like, Cameron was like, the only way that we can one up it is if we send you into a country that currently has a war.
Oh my God.
Honestly though, like I like yeah, you should do
Yeah.
that. But I like genuinely miss that like kind of YouTube content so much. Like I really think you guys should keep doing it. And also, this has been our idea, is that we want to start vlogging like events and things like that, but like doing like that type of it, like bringing vlogs back, because I feel like there's not anyone doing like almost like that comedy type of vlog now.
My girlfriend really likes the Slushy Noobs guys.
Yeah, they're good, but
I
they're
get them
like they don't
through, you
count.
know. Yeah, I mean,
But they're young.
they are young.
They're
They
young.
are
They
young.
don't
Yeah.
count. They're too young to
They're
count.
young. They're fucking so young. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They're so goddamn young, these guys.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you.
Thanks for
This was
having
so
me.
fun. I hope
Yeah.
that one day we'll get to meet and then
Oh, yeah. We'll see
you
each other
can't pick a
around.
favorite because there's two
Yeah.
now.
Wait, so am I the favorite right now?
I think both of you are my favorite right now. I think this
Aw.
was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I think that's a
huh?
stupid answer. Okay,
Well,
well.
guess who's gone down in the ranking? Guess who just went down in the
Yeah.
ranking? Samir is my favorite now.
Okay,
Ha.
whatever. I don't actually care because I was the favorite for most of the episode.
Oh,
So,
well, Brittany's
yeah, you
back.
were
Good
the
job.
favorite by the fact that you guys met, which has by pure chance.
No. Actually,
Yes?
it's by
Oh, no. Do you know why you
pure
guys?
coincidences in the
No.
u no, I mean
No,
pure
no,
the
no,
universe's
no.
plan.
It's because my mom has cancer, and the day that you guys met, I had to go home to take care of my cancered mom.
I don't
Oh
give a fuck.
my
And you didn't go
God.
home to take care of him, so.
No, I didn't, because he can fend for his fucking
Like your
self.
dad, I like my mom.
Okay. Okay. So we have one more thing. Could you just
Yeah,
repeat this thing for us? I'm
I'll
sending it in the
say it.
chat.
Oh, great. You already sent it. Thank you so much for sending
Okay.
it. Oh.
I, Patrick Doran, hereby request Josh Ovalle for a collaboration with the Internet is Dead podcast. Please, Josh, please be a guest on the podcast. We miss you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Does he not do
Thanks.
stuff anymore?
No, he's
No.
offline.
He's offline. He's not doing like anything at all.
He won't.
He got that Spree money and ran away.
I
No,
know.
literally.
And if anyone is listening to this who actually has a contact with him, because we're actually getting really annoyed with having to do this all the time. If anyone has
It's
a
true.
contact, then we would like it.
Then
We
hit
would
us
appreciate
up.
it. And DM us.
Then, yep. So, yeah.
I might know
Well,
him.
if you could figure that
I
out,
might
then
know him.
yeah. If you
I
could
don't know
figure
if I
that
do.
out,
I might
that'd be
know him.
great.
Yeah, I
That'd be
might know him.
wonderful.
I'll find it
Yeah.
out.
Thank God Bernard set
I
this thing
know.
up for us.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out Bernard
Shout out
for
Bernard.
doing that.
He said, wait, can I come on? A bunch of times.
Yeah, he did say that.
So yeah.
Yeah, he wants to come on and have his viral Ridgewood bedroom be in the background.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
His
Oh, he
bedroom is
was.
viral.
Ugh, don't get me started.
Oh.
Brittany loves talking about it. It's her favorite topic, Bernard's viral bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to look it up.
Look it up.
Look it up.
I
Look it
haven't seen
up.
Bernard's viral bedroom.
Actually, we're actually helping him so much with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's gonna get a
I don't know.
girlfriend from
Yeah, I
this.
think we're
Okay.
gonna be the reason he gets a girlfriend.
Put that in Notion.
Okay,
True.
and send us that password when you get a chance.
Yeah.
I'll send it
Yeah. No rush
right
though.
now.
Never.